This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Scorsese's back, and he's working with DiCaprio again. The Wolf of Wall Street is a joy in every sense. It's good to see a master filmmaker back at his crate. Good to see a master actor back to his crate. And really, it's just a lot of fun. Coming in at 3 hours is only Scorsese can. Gangs of New York, Departed. He doesn't make a lot of movies. When he does, it's a lot of fun. It's not going to be his best movie ever made, but it's one of the most fun. He really takes Wall Street and basically shows it for what it is, a giant middle finger to the illusion of middle class. If there is such a thing in America in 2014, probably there isn't. In any case, what's clear is the animosity. There's been some famous sort of letters to the New York Times by a Goldman Sachs employee, and talking about the sort of contempt that traders there had for their employees. I mean, not for their employees, sorry. They treated them like employees. For the customers, who, and really, since they make a commission, it doesn't really matter if they make people money or not, because they're making money on every exchange. So that comes across in The Wolf of Wall Street perfectly. It doesn't seem dated, even though it's a true story of a trader who started out selling penny stocks in the 1980s. DiCaprio's perfect for the part. He's at his best. There's some incredible moments when he's doing quaaludes and dragging himself downstairs to try to get into his car. There's some classic Scorsese kind of crane shots. The shots of the office, the stock traders, it's a frat party that only Scorsese, the mind of Scorsese, a true New Yorker, could come up with to sort of embody the gluttony that is the engine that drove the American economy down into a pit and left it there for a couple of years. Now the market's riding high again, and it's sort of a perfect time for this movie to come out. It's essentially an orgy and a riot and a middle finger. All together, improvisation, there's a sequence in which the traders start to play, and the Scorsese cuts the sound out, and it cuts to an old blues song, the Yo Mama. It captures so perfectly what it is, that the masculine testosterone-fueled debauchery. And at the end of the day, a Yo Mama reference in musical form. The music is done here by Robbie Robertson from the band, so it's perfect. Matthew McConaughey's a scene stealer again. He does this thing where he beats on his chest, like this Robert Bly sequence, where it's like the last gasp of masculinity, and you sort of see Wall Street for what it is, a bunch of little boys pretending and shouting that they can be men if they have enough, like, zeros at the end of their name, that they could pretend that the accumulation of massive amounts of wealth somehow equates to being a man. And we see here that dream dies.